It's time for phenology. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And it's been pretty exciting. Last night was absolutely stunning. For some reason, I woke up around 3:30. And because the moon was shining in through the bedroom window, I didn't have to guess that it was 3:30 because my face was bathed in light and so was the alarm clock, which is, you know, just like my glasses, within reach. I never put my my glasses any further away than my arm can reach at night. So I can always find them and I can always find the alarm clock. It's right there, ready to go. And as I woke up at 3:30, I could hear wolves howling out on the lake. And they howled for about, I'd guess maybe 30 to 45 seconds, and then they went quiet. And it was pretty stirring, I'll tell you what. It's always exciting to hear them howling, and last night was no exception with that nearly full moon. It was really neat to hear that. Then this morning as I got up and wandered out of the house to get my dogs a little exercise and just go out and check out things. Why, I heard barred owls calling, and there were two of them, one up on the north end of the property and one a bit to the west and probably on the edge of the swamp over there. But they were calling back and forth, and that was exciting too. And that brings up this note that I got from Sean, and he says, this note was, by the way, the 28th of February, Sunday morning. I left at 3:15 this morning to go owling on some back roads near Cohasset in Deer River. I was especially hoping to hear saw-whets or great grays, but no luck there. I had just about given up hope of any owls when traveling south on County Road 62 at 6:15. I spotted a conspicuously perched great horned owl along the power line that crosses almost exactly 1 mile north of Highway 2. The bird was calling when I pulled over to check it out. After visiting this owl, I turned east on Highway 2, and immediately another owl flew across the highway and landed on the peak of the roof of the MHCS building on the north side of the road. It was a great horned owl, and it was kind of screeching hoarsely. As soon as I left this owl, I spotted another great horned owl. It was perched at the tip of the tall lone spruce tree on the north side of Highway 2, just slightly west of the entrance to the Corps of Engineers parking lot. After a dull, except for a few siskins, walk at Bass Brook, I did see an otter loping on the ice upstream of the dam. Otherwise, I haven't been able to get out a lot lately, but the activity around moving, February sightings include a recent barred owl near the marsh along the entrance to the Forest History Center, pine grosbeaks, white-winged crossbills, a brown creeper, a cardinal, and a junco in La Prairie, a pair of cardinals singing regularly, plus a junco at my parents' place in Grand Rapids, snow buntings, and six ruffed grouse along the Diamond Lake Road on Friday, and small numbers of redpolls and siskins here and there. That from Sean, and we thank Sean for sending along those notes. We also got our regular monthly update from Joel Rosen down in Mattawa, and he said February was a very mild, dry month here with an average temperature of 12.8 degrees Fahrenheit and 9.1 inches of snow, continuing the trend of the past 2 months. No extreme temperature with a high of 37 on the 20th and a low of minus 17 on the 25th. February is historically our sunniest month with an average of 10 clear days. This year, I recorded 16 clear days and 9 days that were partly cloudy. Since 2001, when we ended February with a well above normal 35 inches of snow depth, February ended with below average snow cover for 8 consecutive years. This year, the trend was ended with close to average of 20 inches on the ground on Sunday. After all the comments about overwintering robins this weekend at Wolf Ridge, I was not surprised when I saw a couple of these so-called harbingers of spring working the bare grass across the road from the Tofty Shore as I made the turn up the Sawbill Trail. Joel. And so Joel was up at that phenology conference in Wolf Ridge this weekend as well, and we had a lot of fun up there, got a lot of things talked about, and I think we're on our way toward having maybe a a statewide phenology network getting going. So stay tuned. We'll be bringing you more information about that as time passes. One of the things I did want to talk about, a lot of birds are getting real active right now. Woodpeckers are drumming. I heard a pileated woodpecker yesterday hammering on a big tree somewhere off to the west of my house. The nuthatches and chickadees are active at the feeders and sort of doing that thing that nuthatches do where they sort of face one another off and they kind of call a little bit and try and decide who's actually going to end up owning the territory. Lots of other birds are getting, becoming more active. I think out in the west in the Bemidji area, you should be watching for horned larks. They should be moving up through that area pretty quickly. Snow buntings are coming through again on their way north. It won't be long, and the juncos will be moving into the area, so you want to watch out for those too. And of course, March is the month when the migrating robins return. And if the month stays mild the way February did, we could see robins as early as the middle of the month. Typically, I think the average date for robins returning is the 23rd of the month, but it can run as early as the 7th of March, and of course, could go like 96 or 2000 when it ran the 10th of April, so just depends. One thing I do want to emphasize this morning, and I think this is very important, last year we had quite an outbreak of disease among birds that were visiting feeders, and a lot of pine siskins and redpolls died as a result of, I think, mold in the seeds that accumulate under your feeders. So these warm days, if you get a chance, get out there with a rake or a broom. Ed Dallas tells me you can sweep those seeds up if you go in the middle of the afternoon when they're nice and warm and they have melted loose. You can sweep them up and get them off of the snow and out of the way, and that will help the birds immensely. If you do see birds that appear to be sick or at least not very responsive, you probably want to take your feeders down and wash them with bleach. And, you know, in some cases, you're almost better off if you have that mold in your area to just leave them down. Don't put them back up. Let the birds find another place to eat that's more salubrious. Final note this morning has to do with something I observed last week as I was coming into to town. I think it was last Friday morning. It was cool, but and the smoke was coming out of everybody's chimneys and rising to about 30, maybe 40 feet above the ground and then just flattening out and leveling off. And I talked to Tornado Bob about that, and he said it was a layer of air of a different density and a different temperature, probably warmer air laying over a colder temperatured air below it. And Bob is going to join us in the studios for a talk on the wild side. Harry's out of town, and we will talk more about that and a lot more about the physics of the atmosphere coming up in our conversation with Bob Consemius this morning. So stay tuned for that. That's the Phenology Show for today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk again next week.